It is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kind. It is indeed a great place to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's a hound. This is WFMU East Orange. We're back. Hello, kids. Live sound check. Miss Sally?
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Nice to hear you.
Bill Brooch.
Hi, folks.
Say it again.
I said, hi, folks.
Now we got you. You're on number one, Sal. Okay. Well, what do we got for you today?
La, la, la.
Let's see. Well, we have a birthday tribute to Eddie Cochran, who would have been... It would have been his birthday.
Had he lived.
But he didn't.
Sonny
Burgess is supposed to be in here in person.
That's
very
good
rumor.
Exciting news.
We have tickets to give away for the A-Bone Sonny Burgess show, and We're hoping Sonny shows up, otherwise we're going to be quite a little short. I think we have a hillbilly hangover that we might, you know, Quine says he hates the hillbilly hangover.
So what?
So should we cancel it for Bob
Didn't
Quine?
He used to hate something else?
Yeah.
Well, we have to see if he's listening first.
He's, we have a tribute to, you know, some, like, lots of people out there are fans of certain rock stars or artists or, you know, painters, whatever. Me,
Nintendo game designers.
Sports figures. Yeah. I'm a fan of bartenders.
Me too.
And one of my favorites is retiring tonight, so we have a little tribute to our pal, the bartender.
We have to put that off until he shows up at works and turns on the radio, though.
That's a little later.
Bob
and we got Knuckleheads in the News, of course,
Post.
And lots of trashy rock and roll records, of course.
Perhaps a capsule review of Go-Go-Rama?
Perhaps the less said, the better.
A small atom bomb review.
We've already gotten like this retarded like frat party phony phone call thing going on, which we've got their number and we could call them on there if the going gets tough. In fact, we got a reverse phone directory, so we can find their house and just go and
just go
slapping them around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's always a good one. Dying to go to a frat house lately.
Six Sally Echo phone.
Yay, Sally!
You did a good job slapping around the little guy in D-Generation.
I would love to have seen somebody hit
me. Danny with blonde hair.
Especially somebody wearing a 2-foot-high Viking helmet with horns.
I'm so sorry I missed it. Open season on D-Generation.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
Cruddy Records, anyone?
Cruddy Records. Oh, no, I didn't tell everybody what we heard.
Oh.
That was our biggest request item of the year so far, that last one. GCs, it's Glenn Campbell, the Buzzsaw Twist. The Knockabouts with Jungle Safari. Johnny Jenkins, Pine Top, the Tommy Ridgely and the Jam Up Twist. And we opened up with Noble Thin Man Watson, his Rhythm Sparks. Featuring Wild Jimmy Spurrell. Mm-hmm. Hard Times, parenthesis, The Slop, close parenthesis. On the Baton label. Good one, eh? Good
Check
one?
That one out.
Good ones. All right, let's get on with the show. What do we got here?
Only
Jimmy Heap on turntable number 64. The one that doesn't work.
Okay. to get back home. I couldn't find my way. I knew I was lost, but I was having fun. Then I heard him put a sound. I began to run. I saw that a man sitting on the ground, and he made the most perfect use of it. I soon found out I was wasting time. I had a compass in my pocket, but word wouldn't die. I saw a pot of monkeys sitting in a tree. I knew they all was looking at me. I ran up the bed and came to a stream. Somebody searching, I began to dream. Ah! I soon found out I was wasting my time. I had a compass in my pocket, but bird but a dime. I saw a pot of monkeys sitting in a tree. I knew they all were looking at me. I ran up the bed and came to a dream. And this is what they said to me.
You can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Well, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like living, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Baby, once I was happy, had a lot of money, had a lot of women to call me honey. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, now I'm broken and got put down. Well, all I got is a buried mine. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
This is a hit! Well, the women that got like go hand in hand. Well, the one Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Oh, boy. Doc Starks and his Knight Riders, Women in Cadillacs, flip side of a Willie Mays record. Jess Hooper did All Messed Up by request. The Blonde Bombers, Skirly Bun, also by request. The Giants and Tornado, The Concepts did Jungle. And Jimmy Heap and William Tell Taylor did My Little Jewel. Anyway, to renounce tonight, Sonny Burgess, Sun Rockabilly Legend, along with the A-Bones, Maxwell's tonight. Sonny's doing two sets. Now, we sort of got messed up on this ourselves last time. Sonny comes out, does a set, like, what, 10:30, 11?
Well, no, I think
we're kicking off
at 9:30. Well, I called Todd about it this morning.
So everybody's doing two sets?
Yeah, everybody does two sets.
Two sets, no
everybody.
Waiting.
Yeah.
Sonny's first set was... Bud. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand to talk.
No.
Radio sign language is being communicated at this moment.
Yeah, no, the blue bolt shot to the wrong head.
So that's cool. Yeah. So I would say catch it all. Get there early, stay late.
Catch something.
Get drunk. Flop around.
Oh, catch a better radio show than this.
Yeah, really.
So Sonny seems to be
going
here.
Through those old records, folks, yeah. And see what you feel like playing yourself.
We got tickets for that a little later today to give away.
Sonny's supposed to be here courtesy of Mr. T. Todd Abramson, who is yet to deliver an actual guest. So
except Ronnie Dawson.
I'm looking forward to seeing him. I think the guy's great, but, you know, and all of that, but we'll just have to see.
Anyway, shall we proceed onwards with the news?
Why not? Ladies first.
I actually have a castration desk.
Well, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah. Well, you want to go for
gutters?
Should we go for man or beast first?
We got more than one castration stuff.
Well, that's why it's a desk.
Start with a man.
I think it makes it a whole.
The Niagara Johnny County, New York Sheriff's Office reported in March that a 38-year-old man from Wheatfield, New York, had been taken to DeGraff Memorial Hospital suffering from the effects of a do-it-yourself castration performed with clamps, a scalpel, and a local anesthetic. He said he needed to reduce his sex drive.
This is one more.
What can I say?
You don't have to kind of keep up with it like saltpeter.
Where'd he get the scalpel? Starkville, Mississippi. Mississippi State football. I can't speak today. Football coach. Allowed a bull to be castrated in front of his team before a victory over the Texas Longhorns. He described it as an educational and motivational experience.
Edumacational.
At least.
The whole story came when I asked our players what a steer was, and none of them knew. People say the mascot is a longhorn steer. Is that a bull or is it a steer? A steer is a castrated male of the cattle family, which I'm sure you all need to know.
Cowgirls and cowboys.
Anyway, the bull was castrated by its owner on the practice field in front of the guys, and Mississippi did win the game. The coach said the castration served two purposes. One is educational. That's probably the biggest reason.
And two is a light
These
snack.
Are college players?
The other was motivating his team. Ask how a bull's castration... Yes. Mississippi State football coach. Ask how a bull's castration would motivate his players, he said, quote, "That's everybody's different perception," unquote.
I'm speechless.
I'm speechless.
That's all the news I have.
Help! I'm speechless.
Well,
how about it?
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Should we follow that up with something a little livelier or not? Or just go back and play records? Or this was mailed in by a listener, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
What's the listener's name?
This is great.
Cub reporter Paul from Maplewood.
Paul from Maplewood. Thank you.
Picked this up. Unwrapped his fish and chips and found this on a recent trip to Dublin. Japanese police have arrested a man and his cousin for trying to feed his wife to sharks after an argument. The fisherman, Maitoichi Nishimura, 40, threw his 22-year-old wife into a net and dragged her behind a small boat for about 30 minutes. According to police spokesman, Nishimura's cousin, Taikaicho Kono, 38, was also arrested for helping in the area near the site where a 41-year-old diver went missing on the 8th of March, apparently killed by a shark. There have also been other reports of shark attack. Quote, "I will use you as bait for these sharks," the fisherman reportedly told his wife while twiddling his handlebar mustache,
although probably
before throwing
Japanese.
Her in the water. She suffered only minor bruises, police say. "I thought I would die," police quoted Mrs. Nishimura, although I guess the experience did make her wet. She did not immediately report last May's incident. The end.
The end. Wow. That's quite a story.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Maplewood, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this date in history would have been Eddie Cochran's birthday had he not hailed the wrong cab in England. And
really?
It ended up wrapped around a tree.
They do drive on the wrong side of the street after all.
Right. It was Eddie, Sharon Sheely, who lived on to become Ricky Nelson's girlfriend, and Gene Vincent, who lived on to drink himself to death in proper Rockwell legend style.
Yeah,
but Eddie Cochran, I got 50 million of these weird Eddie Cochran records, and they are all great. And so I got all these Eddie Cochran rarities.
Are you going to play 50 million of them?
50 million, no, five. Well, I'm going to kick it off here with one of his very first, Eddie and Hank Cochran, and then we'll get into some weird stuff. We miss you, Eddie.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Fast moving woman, I'm a slow moving guy.
Yeah,
I like to crawl, baby.
You like to fly,
you better slow down, baby. You better slow down. I gotta admit that you got a lot of class.
Yeah, but you better watch out. Which Cadillac you pass?
You better slow down, baby. You better slow down. 'Cause one of these nights, or when you speed around town,
you're gonna pass me, baby, and I'll turn.
You better slow house motor and it runs real good.
Damn, fire upholstery and a decked out hood.
You better slow down, baby. You better slow down. You're the motivated gal that I've ever seen.
Damn, baby, you better slow down or I'm gonna flee the scene.
You better slow down, baby. You better slow down. Slow down, baby.
Eddie Cochran.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Eddie, you had a wonderful show this evening. In order to date this thing, let's say that it was what was the date? Friday evening, right? November 1st in Denver, Colorado. You came in the first of the show and did a couple of wonderful numbers. Where did you come from when you arrived in Denver? Where was your last tour at?
We flew in from Regina up in Canada.
You're doing all of this tour by air, are you?
Not all of it. On the shorter hops, we have chartered buses, and then for the longer hops, anything from 200 to 500 miles or anything like that, then we fly. They charter airplanes for us.
Oh, it keeps you on a pretty busy schedule, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Where is your next stop, the next stop here from Denver?
Wichita.
And then on to?
I think it's into Kansas City or St. Louis.
How long is the tour going to be, Eddie?
It'll last for about another 4 weeks or so, I believe. Yeah.
That's a long time. I can see from the type of show that you fellas and gals put on this evening in Denver here. And I've done a lot of work, and I bet it takes a lot out of you, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. I get pretty tired.
You're pretty tired, don't you, dear boy? Well, I can realize that, but the audiences have really accepted you. We have seen how the teenagers want you, and believe me, you're right there. Your records are great. You're going up.
Thanks a lot, Fred. I appreciate it.
Right, just about here on the bandstand, let's take time for one of your tunes. What would you like to sing for us this afternoon?
Well, let's sing the one that over a million people bought. Let's next be Sitting in the Balcony, okay?
Okay, let's do Sitting in the Balcony on your KCSR bandstand with...
Rolling. One, two... One, two, three.
Well, honey, honey, please don't go. Don't you know I love you so?
I'm popping my teeth.
I'd sing that too? No, we can't do it, Ed.
Can't you?
No. Not singing and clapping.
Well, let's overdub it then, man.
We'll overdub it. Okay, we'll overdub it. Okay, let's go.
Come on, let's roll it, man. Rolling.
This is it.
One, two, one, two, three.
Well, honey, honey, please don't go. Don't you know I love you so? How can I look go? Well, honey, honey, say you'll stay. Well, we'll never go away. Each night I dread the day. Comes down to the tear in her eye. She breathes a sigh. I can hear my baby say, well, she'll say, the honey, honey, please don't go. Don't you know I love you so? How can all of go? If you buy my baby, well, honey, honey, say you'll stay. Please don't ever go away. He's got a dread the day. Let you buy my baby. Sitting on that choo-choo train, sip a little rock and ride. I visualize my baby, I can almost hear her cry. I try hard not to listen, turn my head away. But each chug-chug of the choo-choo train, I can hear my baby say, will she'll sell the honey, honey, please don't go. Honey, I love you so. How can all of go? If you buy my baby here. Well, honey, honey, say you'll stay. Please don't ever go away. He's got a dread today. Oh, that you buy my baby.
Last guest, Gene Vincent, told us a lot about this fellow you're going to meet now. It appears Gene met him when they made the same film together. Perhaps you remember it. It's one of the early rock and roll films, The Girl Can't Help It. Here's another one that really does play guitar. His name? Eddie Cochran.
Look at that. Here she comes.
Here comes that girl again.
You're fine looking, man. Hey, look at that. Across the street.
Every time they judge for me, you only come to be a love to me. But right now I see a fourth of gas. A brand new converter full of out of my gas. But that kid's got to come a-thinking to myself.
That car's fine looking, man. Get something else. Yeah, just wait and see.
First time you see my door, I'll buy the car that I've been looking for. Get you that girl and look it right in the round. You'll look real sharp with a white top down. I keep my little team and I'm thinking to myself.
When it all comes to you, man, wow, that's something. Hey, look at here. That's all it is.
But here I am and I've been on the door. My car's out front and it's all mine. Just a 41, not a 59. I got that girl and I'm thinking to myself.
You sure about looking, man. Wow, she's something else.
Thank you, Natalie. Hey, thank you for having the band for me. You know, they're great.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to them later if I get the time.
Oh, I've already met him. I've been talking to Joe Brown.
Oh. That's very unfortunate.
No, you see, Joe and I both started out the same, you know, just playing on other recording artists' record sessions.
Yeah.
And, oh, hey, I'd like to meet that guy that made his own guitar.
Johnny?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be meeting him after the show.
Oh, wonderful.
They tell me, Eddie, that you're as handy with a gun as you are with a guitar.
I like guns, don't you?
Oh, yeah, fabulous. But in this country, really, hunting and fishing and all this business, that's only for the old retired colonel type, you know?
Well, I think it's just a matter of where you were raised, you know? Well, I was raised in Minnesota. And it's kind of a hunter's paradise there.
That's wonderful. Eddie, there was a song which I used to sing of yours when I first started, and it's become a kind of a rock and roll classic now.
Oh, you mean 20 Flight Rock.
I'd love to hear it.
Marty, if the boys in the band are ready, it's my pleasure.
Good.
Well, I woke up this morning, looked out my hotel door. I could tell that was my milk cow. By the way that she looked, so if you see my milk cow, please, sir. Since my cow's been gone, tried everything, baby. Get along with you. And I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop my crying. Leave you alone. You don't think I'm leaving? Baby, just count the things I'm gone. Need your loving daddy one of these days. And you're gonna be all so sorry. Gonna be sorry you treated old Eddie boy this way. Everything, baby. Get along with you. Now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna stop my crying. Leave you alone. You don't think I'm leaving, baby? Just now the days I'm gone. Gonna be oh so sorry. I'm the sorry you treated old Eddie boy this way.
Now it's time for me to welcome once more to the show America's Eddie Cochran.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Hi, Eddie.
Say, I hear you're just about ready to have the experience of a lifetime there, Dad.
Yes?
Well, you're going to the United States, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to your hometown.
Yeah. Well, hey, Marty, I might be able to fix you up with a couple of addresses and things like that, you know.
Well, actually, I'm taking the wife, Eddie.
Oh, Marty, look, I just mean addresses of restaurants and things like that. All these Englishmen just have one-track minds, you know. Anyway, Marty, I hope you have a ball over there. And
thanks.
Hey, where do I go to sing?
Just over there.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
See ya.
Everything's gonna be all right. Don't let me hear you talking. Just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah.
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger. I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me.
This or any other day.
Don't let me hear you argue. When I say broke, get your. 'Cause a woman ain't
ain't been born yet, they can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way.
Don't ask me for no reasons. Don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now, I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
So the Hound, WFMU, and there's our birthday tribute to Eddie Cochran. My Way, that's my favorite Eddie Cochran song. You probably know that. Milk Cow Blues and Something Else were recorded live 1959 on the British TV show Boy Meets Girl with the utterly moronic Marty Wilde interviewing Eddie.
Really wild, Marty.
Quite a guitar solo there on Milk Cow Blues.
Yeah, I think he's playing that one with his feet.
And we heard an unreleased outtake called Don't Bye Bye Baby Me. And then we opened up with an early Eddie and Hank Cochran number, Slow Down. Flip side of Tired and Sleepy. Quite a piece of work, eh?
Eddie Cochran.
Yeah, he's 32 years he died ago.
What would he sound like now, you know? Would he be doing like duets with
Carson?
He'd
sound like the old
stuff?
Codger. He'd be kind of, how old would he be? He'd be in his early 60s, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And renouncements. The Sea Monkeys featuring Dave the Spaz tonight at Coney Island. Freak House in Coney Island.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I don't know what else is. This guy Robert Ward, I've never seen him, but I kind of like his record. He plays with a beat-up old Strat, and he's got one of his...
The guy that was in the Ohio Untouchables?
Yeah, what kind of... Falcons? He's got one of those Lonnie Mack amps.
Yeah,
you know,
Magnetone.
Really nice, but it's a Magnetone amp with the tremolo turned way up.
He's a great guitar,
Tramps Tonight opening for somebody useless, no doubt. He's been playing there a lot. I've heard good things about him, but I haven't seen him. Also, of course, Sonny Burgess and the A-Bones are at Maxwell's tonight. We'll be giving away some tickets for that a little later.
Uh-huh.
October 17th on the Hound Show is Ronnie Dawson, the blonde bomber from Dallas.
Yay.
The only guest who shows up.
So far.
Shows up with a
and Sonny,
bang.
We're awaiting Sonny Burgess, who I got a good feeling about Sonny. I think if he doesn't show up, he'll at least have a real good excuse.
Yeah.
And,
he can do what he likes.
Like Todd wouldn't let him come or something.
Oh, no, I think Todd would want him to be here. There was something else I was supposed to announce. I forgot what it was, though. Erwin was saying on his, he did a really great show of,
Space Age Bachelor Pack?
Yeah, last week, and he was talking about in two weeks he's gonna have Hal Wilner guest DJing on a show.
Ooh, our tribute to Hal Wilner.
Our good neighbor. And, he's running a hostel for ex-Rolling Stones girlfriends on Avenue B these days, which is, I find quite fascinating.
Yes.
The Avenue B Dope Hag Center. Anyway. Oh, where are we? The news.
On to the news.
Got any?
After his car broke down on the Manhattan Bridge yesterday, a motorist shot it 4 times through the windshield. The scene was witnessed
car,
by two cops who had stopped a man from throwing Molotov cocktails on the homeless living below the bridge.
Hey, you stop throwing Molotov cocktails on the homeless below the bridge.
And you over there, quit it with the car.
Stop shooting your car.
Amazed, they watched as Albert Simon took aim and blasted his Mustang on Canal Street at the foot of the bridge. No one was hurt in the 12:50 a.m. incident, not even the gunman's friend who had his head under the car's hood when Simon opened fire. Well, at least he didn't hit the horn. Simon, 28, of Brooklyn, surrendered after a brief chase and apologized. At the time of the shooting, Transit Police Officer James Hibbert and his partner were catching their breath at Canal and Christie Streets after chasing and capturing a man who had a container of gasoline. The cops said the suspect was intent on tossing Molotov cocktails at a homeless encampment at the base of the Manhattan Bridge. And Tyrone Cottrell, 50, was spotted hiding behind a mailbox at Christie and Hester Streets. He was carrying a large container of gasoline and smoking a cigarette.
Hiding like behind justice, a mailbox?
Justice would have run its course in a minute or two. The cops gave chase. Cottrell of Lafayette Street allegedly told cops the homeless living by the bridge had caused him problems. Quote, they sell drugs and they took my money and they have to pay. With their hides.
Who said New York isn't the town it used to be?
It's a fun city, man.
Oh, should we go into the rock name uproar? Or do you want to do that later? Boca Raton, Florida. A scheduled performance by a band called Elvis Hitler has drawn complaints from Florida Atlantic University students who say the name reeks of ethnic hatred. Quote, this is in real bad taste, said Dean Luke, an accounting major who wants to ban the band from FAU's Boca Raton campus. Justin Davila, in charge of booking the campus entertainment, says Elvis Hitler is not a racist hate group. He describes the band as, quote, post-punk thrash-style band. I believe that's proto-post-punk neo.
That's the way I describe my lifestyle.
Thrash-style band. Mm-hmm. Elvis Hitler has a lot of funny songs such as Disgraceland and I Love Your Guts, says Davila, a philosophy major. Now, you had a sort of a run-in with the Elvis Hitler.
Yeah, the guy was complaining that they get all this mail from the National Front and get offered to play all these skinhead things, and they're not into that at all. Billy Miller Riley observed that perhaps that they needed to change their name, as the guy said that they should change the name to Carl Perkins Hitler. But we didn't seem to play.
I think that's a possibility. Well, what's in a name? I think they should change the name to Elvis Liberace.
Mm-hmm.
And appearances aren't always what they seem, and it seems, you know. Have you heard these Jackson Brown girl-beating allegations?
Well, I read about them on page 6.
Yep, and we're going to reiterate it for you. It seems Jackson Brown he's been denying reports, but his girlfriend, on-and-off-again girlfriend, Daryl Hannah, has been seriously hurt in an altercation with the principal, quote-unquote, pop singer. The leggy blonde actress is now sporting a black eye and a busted lip.
Oh,
kind of a classic look.
Yeah, really?
And may even have some internal injuries. Dallas said she was hit many times in the face and body with a closed fist. This is Jackson Brown, Mr. Sensitivity. What do you make of that, eh?
I don't know.
Send him to the...
Another one of those punching bag liberals.
Yes.
Girl beating always gets me going.
It's true. That and getting
never liked Jackson Brown, boy. I always hated that guy.
What's to like?
I don't know, but people think he's something, you know.
Yeah, but like weird morons with weed knobs think he's something, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I hope she doesn't go back with him.
You wouldn't catch Sonny Burgess hitting a woman. I guarantee it.
No way.
He's too much of a gentleman. All right, let's play some more records. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I got requests written everywhere. So this is a request we got to get out of the way. This is like from months ago,
mm-hmm.
And I hope the person who requested it is listening.
There's at least still a lot
on the Chess label.
Mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling. I don't know what to do. My, you said you love me, give me stars up above. I told you, daddy, I had all your love. I'm just a little mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Jump and sing, but I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up all by you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Because of you.
a mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. You just listen, yeah, Daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, Daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know what to do. This is a hit.
Well, I went downtown to a dance last night. The dancers were dancing with all their might. A little blonde stepped up and said, listen, son, we'll get on the floor, we're gonna have some fun. But don't stop now. Ooh, don't stop now. Oh, don't stop now. I'll show you how. Well, let her little feet know how we feel. But don't stop now. Ooh, don't stop now. Oh, don't stop now. I'll show you how. Well, you dig, you move, you rock. Well, you dig, you move, you rock. Oh, dig, you move, you rock. Well, you dig, you move, you rock. But don't stop now.
We all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Baby, can't you hear me? Your daddy's gonna leave you on the next train. Yes, yes, Moses'll come back. Nothing to you. Well, I cried the whole night through because I kept thinking of you. And then I washed all thoughts away. But I can still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you made her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong. And that's why she
all thoughts away. But I could still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you made her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry, cry. And that's why she said goodbye.
Listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Quit it, man. I'm watching TV.
Well, by this time, Jack, I'm getting pretty
TV.
Now?
Stop it, babe. I'm watching TV. TV.
Now?
Now, baby, I'm through with TV.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
From the Better Music for Better Living Department. Red and Blue on the Herald label. TV Blues. Little Mickey Baker guitar solo there. Kind of everything you'd want on a record. Stupid lyrics. Moronic.
Cartoony voices.
Everything I want.
Counting backwards, Jim Foley and the Big Beats, Goodbye Train. That's our second biggest request item of the year, I think.
Wow.
Andre Williams did Moselle. Come back.
You know, The Hound, it's funny what the people like.
You ain't kidding. And we give them what they like. Rock and roll.
Yes, we do that.
What they can't get nowhere else.
So true.
Roy Hall, Don't Stop Now, and Betty James, I'm a Little Mixed Up, also by request. Yeah, they can't get rock and roll anywhere. They can get any other thing but this, but the thing. The real thing. You know what I'm really sick of? I'm just so sick of crummy 70s hard rock white,
Me too.
Buy this Aerosmith as the elder statesman of rock thing.
Yeah, they were bands, like phony and contrived back then.
They were old hat.
Remember
and
when they were
at
fake Rolling Stones when they first came out?
They were at that time. I saw them like opening for the New York Dolls in 1973. It was like that. At that time they were a half-assed Stones Yardbirds ripoff. You know, they were like fifth. They're okay. They're not the worst thing in the world. I'm just saying. But this stuff, and then you see these crummy bands like Pearl Jam and Hud Money and whatever the hell they're called, you know, they tune down in the Black Sabbath tuning and turn, and it's like, this is supposed to be something I haven't been hearing. I mean, they sound like Sir Lord Baltimore. I heard this crap done better when I was 12 years old, and it was old then, and I'm old. I mean, this is just, it's just all garbage.
It's weird getting just old enough
Trouble
that you've lived through
paradise.
Like a revival.
They ain't no Webb Pierce.
He said it.
We're Sonny Burgess.
Pass the jug.
Speaking of which, where is...
We're on the Sonny Vigil, folks.
We're watching. Watch the streets, folks.
We're watch the skies.
We're watching for that flaming-haired chariot Todd.
And we...
Or something like
for
that.
Those, something. For those that was beautiful, by the way.
I'm doing the show from the couch today.
It sounds like you're doing it from the whatchamacallit, the Allen Ginsberg couch.
Yeah.
We're listening for Sonny's trumpet player from a distance.
We, for those keeping track, we had rice balls from Rosemary's Pizza for lunch.
Thank you, Miss Sally. Delicious artichoke center.
Mine was mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophic mushroom, I believe, and they're taking hold.
Oh, no.
Let's just do Blues Hangover. Wait for the vibe. Hope for the best.
Risk,
prepare for the worst.
Risk Quine's Wrath? Oh, no, he doesn't like Hillbilly Hangover.
That's what he said, but...
Oh.
Yeah. Wouldn't want
so
Quine
cool
to work me over with his brass
manure.
Knuckles. All right, we got another...
Or his enema bag.
Yeah. TV Slim. We're on this TV theme today.
I'm just a gravy around.
Hiya, jocks. You see, MC'd one of them 24-hour telethons and took in $7, pledges and all. And you got 1,000 requests for a record by Lily Pons, so you play it and get a rep as the first sick DJ. And that delicatessen which used to send up all those free sandwiches starts charging you for them. Save your money. And you just had a coughing attack in the middle of a cough drop commercial. And they just banned your theme. Is that what's for real today, Booby?
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that can't be true. That man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bump, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, salvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew. Or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the worthless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Hey there, Bleary. You say your wife decides to sit with you on that all-night show. She says she heard a lot of voices. And since you said Paul Anka's getting old, a heavy-set girl on a motorcycle seems to be stalking you. And you just interviewed a guy with blisters all over his mouth, and you both used the same mic. And the station manager keeps telling you you'd be great on TV. The trouble is, he keeps saying it all the time now. And you just bit your tongue trying to talk like a hipster. Is that what's taking the zing out of your pitch today, Pagliacci?
I heard voices in my bedroom. And I wondered who in the world could it be. Yes, I heard voices talking in my bedroom. And I wondered who in the world could it be. Then I heard my baby said, "It's all right, Daddy. It ain't nobody in this house but you and me." Well, I peep through my keyhole, but I just can't tell you what I saw. Well, I peep through my keyhole, but I just can't tell nobody what I saw. Well, you know my baby, 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 she was talking to somebody. And it looked at me just like the devil, son-in-law. I said, oh, people, people, that was a terrible thing to see. I said, oh, people, that was a terrible doggone thing to see. Poor me pain ran on his house. And everybody having a good time here but me. I thought my baby she was moving. My thing was scattered all over the floor. Well, I thought my baby she was moving. You know the thing was scattered all over my floor. Yeah, my bed was broken down, and my brand new ceiling mattress was laying on the floor.
Top 10 hits in a week in fourth place.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, of your slightly abbreviated blues hangover. That was the Bees, Tough Enough. Counting backwards, Walter Robinson's Sputterin' Blues. We heard the Dave Bartholomew Orchestra and the Monkey. And we opened up a TV Slim Gravy Around Your Plate. And Our guest is here. Sonny Burgess and band have arrived.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Welcome,
Sonny.
Sonny
Burgess and Entourage.
Thank you, music lovers.
Yeah.
This is my opera cast with me. These guys are operatic musicians.
This is your band. You want
yeah,
to
Jack
notice
Smith
the spiky
and Rockabilly
helmet.
Planet.
And you've been carrying these guys around since last time you came through.
Well, they've been carrying me around.
Carrying you around?
On a sedan chair, I hope.
They what made the album good.
So you guys been together for how long now doing these shows?
Oh, Jack and Rockabilly Planet, we've been doing these things for 2 or 3 years. Jack used to book the Sun Rhythm Section, which I'm still a member of.
So you're doing both now. The Sun Rhythm Section is still together.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, we thought with Marcus Van Story's death that it might have been over for the Sun Rhythm Section.
Man, no. Old musicians never die. They just kind of fade away and go to heaven.
Well, Sonny, you've been doing this since what, 1956?
I thought it was forever.
What
seems like it forever to some people.
Seems like it was forever.
What makes you still do it?
What makes you still good at it? That's what I can't figure out.
Well, I'm not good at it. We were talking about that earlier, about one of my guitar rides or kick-offs. It's so bad, it was pitiful. Anyway, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, really. That's the only reason any of us still do it at our age. It's not the money, because we're sure not getting rich at it.
No? Okay, I'm going to show you that something. When you were recording, you know, in the early 50s, you'd have maybe about 4 or 5 singles out in the first 3 or 4 years. Six singles on Sun and Phillips. Now we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 albums worth of material, all from that era.
Right.
Somebody's making money somewhere.
That's the only part of them. You ought to see the collection I've got of them.
Yeah.
I don't have them all.
I mean, they just trim it. Now there's a double CD set on Bear Family.
Right.
With all your Sun recordings. And then, do you remember this stuff really that well? I mean...
No, most of it I don't, because I don't ever do it. You know, we only did it one time in the studio.
How'd you end up at Sun Records in 1956?
We did 3 shows with Elvis in Arkansas, which was the place to play for all musicians. Silver Moon Club, Bob King's, and Porky's Rooftop. That's where I first seen Elvis, Porky's Rooftop, which is actually...
Is that like Porky's Barbecue?
Yeah, he was famous for his barbecue, but it's Porky's Rooftop. No.
Driven by there,
I think. The club was on top of the restaurant. He had a drive-in. And so, anyway, we had playing. We were playing the clubs, and we did. We had saxophone, a whole bit. We did all the dance-type music, that type thing. So when Elvis came over there, and then he came back to the moon, we said, man, we got to get on Sun Record. We need us one of those little yellow records. So we worked on Redhead Woman and We Want a Boogie too, and we worked and worked, you know, and it just it still sounded the same. More work still sounded. Anyway, we went over to see Sam and got in to see him, and he said, well, what do you guys do? You know, so we played those songs, and he recorded us.
Now you and Elvis are probably the only teetotalers ever signed to Sun, right? Of all the guys ever recorded for Sun.
No, there's a lot of guys there that didn't drink.
Really?
Yeah.
But you of all the people there that didn't drink, managed to sound inebriated on your records in quite an amazing fashion, which we're going to hear in a second. Now, this is 1956. You get to Sun Records, and we're going to hear this right now, Redheaded Woman. Did you have any... Let's just play it, and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, 1, 2...
Take everything that you got.
Well, there you go. The sound of sobriety, folks. Sonny Burgess.
Was he in the marching band?
That's
yeah, he played in the marching band in Newport High School.
The truth about the trumpet, folks.
We're talking about Jack Nance, the rockabilly trumpeter.
Perhaps the only one.
Yeah, the only one we know of in captivity. Yeah.
Well, it's sort of a classic sound because, Sonny, your voice sounds much like a saxophone. And you got the trumpet. And what else is going on there? You're playing lead guitar in that record.
I'm playing lead.
There's a piano, stand-up bass and drums.
Joe Lewis on rhythm guitar, and then John Ray Hubbard's on bass, and Russ Smith on drums.
And that's the Pacers.
That's the Pacers.
And how did it end up coming out under your name? Was that always the plan, or was that...
I don't know. That is a good question. I'm thankful it did. Because I got all these records put out with my name on them.
There it is, and your photograph and everything.
Yeah.
But it was a band at the time, pretty much.
Yeah, we were a band. We split everything we made. If we, all split evenly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we worked. In fact, that's the way we worked every band I ever had. Three different bands, which were all good. But the trumpet, you were asking about the trumpet. Mm-hmm. Jack was a drummer, and an excellent drummer, which he later proved because he went with Conway Twitty. That's what he did for Twitty, was drum. So, but he owned a trumpet. We wanted a sax player. We didn't own a sax, but he owned a trumpet, and he could play trumpet. He probably could play a little sax, but he owned a trumpet, so that's how we wound up with a trumpet player. And it, live it sounds great because he could really blast on that thing.
Doesn't sound bad on record either.
Yeah,
it's a really wild sound.
Our music was a little out of control, really, but that's the way we played on stage.
Mm.
We did all kinds of crazy things, like... We'd jump off the stage at the end of the show. It didn't make no difference how high. Well, one time we jumped in the orchestra pit and fell about 30 feet before we finally hit the bottom of the orchestra pit and things like that.
Well, that's the remarkable thing about seeing you with the Sun Rhythm Section. I haven't seen you play by yourself, with Jack Smith and the boys yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Is that if you go around and see a lot of rock and roll guys from the 50s and 60s now, a lot of times they'll just, it's sort of the spark and the air's kind of gone out of it. And seeing you play is just amazing. I mean, it's not a state fair kind of oldies but goodies thing. It seems just as wild now as it, or at least as wild as it was back then.
Well,
you still put a lot of yourself into it.
I can't jump off that stage.
I can't imagine.
A lot of things like medical bills.
I've just seen you over at the old Lone Star a couple of times.
I've got to be careful.
I
can't
nuts up there.
I can't do half the stuff I used to. I was in pretty good shape. I was a baseball player at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in pretty good shape, athletic. We all could. We had it's like a three-ring circus. But Jack Smith and Mary and the Rockabilly Planet, they put the pep to you. They play so good that, you got to get the music. You can get your high off the music. That's where I get my, in the Sun Rhythm, we don't, DJ drinks a beer once in a while, and that's it. The rest of us don't drink anything. They don't even smoke.
That's probably a big factor in your longevity.
And thank God they don't chew.
I don't smoke either. Well, I never did smoke, so that's
a lot of guys have fallen by the wayside in rock and roll. And so were you happy with the sound of these records when they came out?
No.
You didn't
I'm not satisfied with them now. They were too...
I just can't imagine a better sounding record than a Sun 45. To me, they just always sound fantastic compared to, anything else.
Well, we did a lot of things wrong. Like, we'd come in off meter, and the rides weren't exactly as good as we'd like for them to be in, and things like that. So, and if you notice, sometimes what I'd do at the end of a song, I'd follow my guitar, and... get out of key with the music. I'd follow my guitar off the end of the song.
Yeah.
Which is bad. You don't do that nowadays. But
well, that's what made this stuff great, is that there were no rules.
But
nowadays
fun.
Records are so... You hear these records on the radio, they're so perfect sounding. They're just completely lifeless and dull and boring. And before there were any kind of rules when people would, one... I mean, obviously guys are starting and stopping at different times and all kinds of wild things are happening, but it's like everybody's crummy together. Everybody's sort of the sound becomes all the elements put together, and it's just one. Let's hear, this has got to be one of the most archaic and anarchic records ever recorded. We Want to Boogie, the flip side of Redhead Woman. This is a perfect example of what we're talking about. Let's hear this right now. Here it is. This is your first record. This is the beginning of a long, long career in music. Who would have thunk?
That I'd still be around, still be alive.
Yeah, still be making records.
And an aneurysm doing
more this. Popular than ever.
Down front street, baby, and all
Well, that's an amazing sounding record.
Quite a guitar solo there.
Yeah, quite a set of lyrics.
Yeah, Jerry Miller can really imitate me well, can't he? Have you noted? Did you notice on the new album, I Don't Dig It?
Uh-huh.
That's Jerry imitating me.
Right.
On the first ride, and the second ride, Dave Alvin imitating me.
Right.
And the third ride, me imitating somebody else.
Well,
I don't know who yet. I figured out who I'm imitating. I'm imitating Jack Smith.
where did you get your indomitable vocal style from? I mean, you grew up in Arkansas. What were you listening to in the early 50s?
Yeah, what'd you sing along with again like that?
Mostly country music. That's what I listened to. I was a big fan of Ernest Tubbs, Hank Williams, people like that. Then we listened to WLS in Nashville or outside of Nashville there, which played the rock. And WDI, we couldn't get them as good as we could WLAS at Gallatin, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. That's for y'all's time, but that was the big rock and roll station back then. They played all the rhythm and blues and things like that. You hear about it. So we listened to them. And I liked Big Joe Turner. He's always been one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the sound they got. Then Jimmy Reed was another black artist I really liked.
Right. Monster of an artist.
Yeah, and he's never gotten the recognition I guess he should have. For some reason or other, all these folks seem to pass him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He was the best of the whole bunch.
He was unique. Yeah.
That's what Quine says, too.
I cried when I lost my Jimmy Reed tape about 2 weeks ago.
She did. I saw it.
When I sent you that tape,
I literally cried.
I've got a CD. I've got a CD of most all his stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm covered. I think I got Jimmy Reed record ever made.
We're
big Jimmy Reed fans here.
Yeah, we're great champions of the man.
He has that hypnotic thing going for him. That.
Well, speaking of the hypnotic or the other way, it's quite a guitar style you have. What sort of guys were you listening to when you were?
Well, let's see. You had Jimmy Bryan out of California. You had Joe Mathus, which I couldn't play never that fast. He was the fastest I guess there was at that time. Anyway, then you had Scotty Moore, which we tried to copy Scotty. I couldn't play like Scotty because he did the
jazz
finger
chords
style
and stuff. Yeah.
Jimmy Reed I liked. See, I loved that style. So that's where I picked up the rhythm. Carl Perkins was another one that played the rhythm real well behind his singing, which that's one reason I like Jimmy Reed. You could play that Jimmy Reed lick in about everything. Loved Ernest Tubbs guitar players. They played so clean, and it's single note stuff. But all these guys were monster guitar players. Ernest would leave the stage and they'd let them jam.
Mm-hmm.
These guys played jazz and everything else. They weren't
Billy
just,
Bird played with Ernest Tubbs?
Yeah, Billy Bird, and he could play anything you wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But Ernest insisted they play this Ernest Tubbs lick, which identified, which he's smart enough. But I loved it. It was so clean and so neat.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tried to play that, you know.
But your style is so over-amplified and raw. It sounds like you were, you know, what it reminds me of is Pat Hare, who was a Sun Records blues player who played with James Cotton sort of about a year or two before you got there, and he played on or Dr. Ross, guitar players like that. That's, to me, what it reminds me of, the sound on those records.
The one I liked was the little guy that played on the Feel So Good record. You remember that?
Junior Parker?
Junior Parker's record. Junior didn't play a guitar. Some little...
Matt Murphy, I believe, was on that.
No, it's back for you. This was some little guy you never heard of. Anyway, to make this story short, Sam Phillips, I think, gave everybody that recorded us, I think he gave them this record. He said, do this. And we tried. I never could get that guitar lick. But I never met this little guy. Maybe if I'd made him work, I'd have copied it. And nobody ever got it. Nobody ever got that. You've heard millions of copies of that particular song, but nobody has got that little lick that guy played on that one record.
Yeah, that's
a great lick, man. It just...
So he was basically, Sam Phillips was taking artists aside and playing them records and trying to get a sound.
Well, he did on us
for
that one. That's about it. He didn't the other stuff, you know. But Sam had a great, I guess Sam's secret was, if it felt good, he recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make a difference how bad it was. If it felt good, had that feeling, then he recorded it. So that's why it became famous.
So on the strength of Redhead Woman, you guys went out and toured for a while, played around the South.
Yeah, we lasted about 2 years till the...
On the circuit. What kind of acts were you playing with?
Well, we did a lot with the dance party, which was Wink Martindale and Susan Bancroft. It was on Channel 13 at Memphis at that time. And us, Jerry Lee, Billy Riley, Warren Smith, Eddie Bond. Who else was on that thing? Guys like that, we all played it. You know, they'd have a big show here.
Who was the biggest nut of the whole bunch of guys, you know, rockabilly singers of the era that you'd run into?
Who was just the wildest guy all the time?
Who was the wildest guy? We had the wildest group by far.
Mm-hmm.
Warren was pretty laid back. He was trying to be another Johnny Cash. He, Riley had a band was fairly wild, but he wasn't wild. Jerry Lee was pretty energetic on that piano now. but we still had the wildest, but we did all the crazy things. They all thought we were crazy.
Mm-hmm. So as it gets on,
not a bad thing for people to think.
As it gets on, and in some, your sound gets a little more commercial, a little cleaner as it goes on. Let's play this. This is which one we have here? Going home. Where'd this one come from?
Oh, that came from Smiley Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the other side of One Night of Sin, which we recorded. Elvis picked up One Night of Sin from us, by the way. Mm-hmm. That was the most popular song we ever played in a nightclub. In our 2 years playing, that was the most requested song we ever had.
Well, you guys didn't change the lyrics either, did you?
No, we didn't change. We did just like Smiley Lewis did. He had a good version of it. We did just like he did, or tried to.
So this comes out as the follow-up to Redheaded Woman.
Yeah, right. This thing, if I think if we'd have done this thing right, this is a good song. By the way, there's a program out now called Eye on the Prize, which is using this song.
Your version of this?
Yeah, our version of it. And
it was a documentary about the Civil Rights movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on that thing. I didn't know it till I keep getting...
Check showed up?
Spike Lee, take note. Let's hear it.
BMI keeps sending me this little check. And it has Eye on the Prize. I never heard of Eye on the Prize.
Wow.
But Roland James told me the other day that they were in for 8 years.
We got it going.
Okay.
Guitar, ain't got no strength. I've got 10 fingers.
And meanwhile, back in the States...
This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. We're sitting here with Sonny Burgess, rockabilly legend. And that was Both Sides of His Second Son single. And that really should have been the huge hit. That should have been the record really that put you up there with Jerry Lee and Carl Perkins. But as we were saying off mic, being on a small label without a lot of money, things don't always work out. But that was absolutely a classic. Now, some of the... The A-side, which was the cover of the Smiley Lewis song, the B-side's an original. That's a Sonny Burgess original?
Right. Jack Clemens and I wrote Ain't Got a Thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a fun... Jack comes with all these sayings.
Were those his lines about I got a woman and she's got fleas?
Yeah, that's all part
she's
of his. Climbs
he's
trees. Always coming up stuff like this.
Jack Clemens definitely came up with some doozies, and he... Wasn't he the one behind It'll Be Me?
Right, lump in the toilet bowl, which I had to change to sugar bowl.
Yeah, what I usually did was put the music to it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd give me the words, then we put the music to it.
Mm-hmm. And that's little by little, as you progress in your on the Sun Records there, the Pacers start falling away and changing members. And is that the last one with the trumpet on it?
I believe that's right.
With the trumpet and the guitar at the same time?
So Jack Nance falls away.
Well, they went with twists. See, we're busted up. It's lack of money, like most bands. You know, you either make too much or not enough.
Yeah.
Our case was not enough to keep us going because we're all trying to make a living.
Right.
And so
Conway Twitty, also from Arkansas.
Yeah.
And
down in Mariana.
Ronnie Hawkins. Did you run into him on the road a lot?
Yeah, we see Ronnie about every time we go to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going great. He's got a fantastic band. He always keeps a good band. He's the one guy that used to knock us out. We'd go out and hear him. He'd come to Newport and play the Silver Moon Club.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he'd just pack it, and we'd go out to hear him. Every time we wasn't playing, we'd go to hear him. Then we'd go home, we'd practice for 2 weeks trying to get that sound. He had this best sound you ever heard in your life far out of bands.
Mm.
But he also practiced, he told me, he said he puts a band together, he makes them practice for a month before they ever take the stage.
Wow.
And you can tell that they're very professional.
Whip them into shape. Conway Twitty also played baseball.
Yeah, Twitty was a baseball player, and... fine fella. He's one of the real nice guys in the business, I think. He's super good. In fact, I can go over there and see him at Nashville. In
Twitty City?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He takes me back to his office, and we sit around and talk about mostly about the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Different people.
So what about the story that you at the height of the Pacers fame, you were dyed your hair red and were running around with a red suit and a red Stratocaster?
That's another story. It's almost as much as that we were drunk on the first record. We did have the red suits. We had red tux jackets, which we thought was pretty sharp. We saw them in a movie, Rock Around the Clock. Somebody had them on.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Bell and the Bellhop or somebody like that. So we decided we'd get some. And I did have a red guitar. I had the first red guitar made by Fender. I had a red Stratocaster.
Wow. Where is it today?
I don't know. I wish I knew. It's worth a lot of money.
It's in Japan, no doubt.
Yeah. It's hanging up on some...
I don't even know who got it.
Nippon's wall.
And I had a first... I bought a Telecaster in 1952 when I came out of the Army. 53. Mm-hmm. It's a 52 model. And I could... If I had it, it'd be worth a lot of money.
Yes, quite a bit.
But that dyed hair, to get back to that, was simply a fact that I was reading a magazine, a paperback. I used to read a lot. And this guy was a private detective called Shell Scott, I believe. Well, he had white hair, black eyebrow, and everything, you know, except his hair was white. And it sticks up. And you may have seen the picture. There's one picture of us in California with me with the red hair. Well, me and my wife decided we'd create this white hair. So we go out and we get the bleach, and when we put it on there, it turned my hair. Really wasn't red, it's orange more than red. And it stayed, it stayed long enough to
sure,
grow out.
Sure, a lot of our female audience can identify with
it. It stayed that way till a month and it grew back out. Crap. And that was the last of the red hair.
Sometimes it turns green, you're lucky.
The last of the red hair.
But
the
turned orangey red.
But the beginning of a great story.
Yeah.
Right, we're progressing on to My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. That, you're getting a more country rock and roll sound at this point.
Well,
the trumpet's gone. The band doesn't sound drunk.
We were with Johnny Cash then. So we worked after the Pacers broke up. We worked 3 years with Johnny. We fronted for Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we worked with Orbison. Orbison was without a band. And we had this big green Cadillac limousine left over from the Pacer days, which we bought. So we had room. There was only four of us left. And Orbison traveled with us everywhere. He didn't have a band, so we backed him, and we'd open the show, then Arvin's come on to do his show, then whatever, the Collins kids or whoever was on the particular bill would back them, then Johnny would come on and do his show. You know, we were through then, so we didn't have to back him.
Mm-hmm. Who cut a better poker face on stage, Luther Perkins or Orbison?
Luther. Luther's best I ever seen at that. He could stand up there and he wouldn't smile. They'd try and get him to smile. He just didn't smile. He just stood there.
In fact, rolled his eyes a little.
Yeah. you know, dead still. My guitar player, J.C. Cawthorn, at that time, was playing guitar, leading me and him together. He tried to imitate Luther after we did so many shows. He'd try to do there, you know, not smile or nothing. Arbison was the problem was he couldn't see anything. He'd tell me, he said, now don't let me get too far toward the front stage, do I fall off? Right, he pulled his glasses off. See what happens? He pulled his glasses off. He said, well, girls, you know, back at this day and that, girls didn't go for the guys wearing the glasses, the big thing. He had big
thick glasses. Buddy Holly notwithstanding.
Well, on him, well, the girls went for Holly. We did a show in Lubbock, Texas, and Holly was there. Didn't play. He was there. Came backstage on time I met him. But he had the big glasses. But Arbison had those look like bottle.
Yeah, the convex.
Yeah, big, thick glasses. And he'd pull them off, see, before he'd go and say, of course, he couldn't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I'm going to get toward the front of the state. I'll fall off. That's the reason he stood so still and didn't move around. Oh, he'd shake his leg. He did have one leg that he'd just shake. I don't know whether it's the right or left. Oh, he'd shake that leg pretty good, but that's about it. But he had a great guy. He had a great sense of humor, which
really?
You couldn't tell unless you knew him real well. You know, riding, he was always coming up with something funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's get on to this. Here we go, the third Sun single, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Absolute classic. The bad cue, too.
I will have standing on a corner with my bucket in my hand. I'm just waiting for one, but it ain't got no man. Oh, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Oh, hole in it. Well, there ain't no use. I mean, you're working so hard.
WFMU, East Orange, and we're sitting here with Sonny Burgess, and we should just finish this talk what we were talking about on mic. You're headed out to the West Coast with Johnny Cash.
Right, and you're talking about hearing Bucket's Got a Hole in It?
Yeah.
So what you pointed out is that Ricky Nelson said before he died that that's where he got his version
from? Yeah, he told Trevor Kudrow.
It's identical. I never realized
that. Yeah, he said that he actually copied. I didn't think he did because I thought, see, Ricky's came out, a month later, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was too quick.
But he goes high in the end the same way you do.
I thought it was too quick. Well, he did change the one word.
Took the beer out, for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do appreciate it because I was a big fan of Ricky Nelson. I really liked the...
Did you ever get to work with James Burton at all or run into him in your travels when he was working with Bob Lehman or Dale Hawkins or anybody?
Never met him until We did this Elvis thing, what, the 13th of August?
Mm-hmm.
And he came out to do that. Scotty Moore came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I ever met James Burton.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out to do, he did four or five songs with mm-hmm. Perkins. Mm-hmm. But no, never ran into, a lot of musicians you'd run into and wouldn't know. We did Clovis, New Mexico, one side at Everett Lubbock. Friday night we went to Clovis, New Mexico with Cash. And it's like the Grand Ole Opry. I never seen so many musicians, and all of them had big record contracts, RCA, Mercury, you know. And I never heard of these people, but they had 15 or 16 acts on that night, and every one of them had a record contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you didn't get, you'd meet a lot of people, couldn't remember the names.
Okay. Well, we got queued up next. After a while, for the four singles, you're trying for something new, you go for the instrumental approach.
Well,
on the Phillips label, which is a Sun subsidiary, what was behind that? Thunderbird and Itchy.
Behind that is we went in the studio. You've heard all the outtakes because you've got some of the Charlie stuff, which has a lot of the outtakes. We were in the studio that they'd call us. We didn't spend any time at Phillips Studio at Sun Records. We'd work. We worked 5 and 6 nights, 7 nights a week. We were out. They called and said you need to come over and do another record. So we went over there and we went through three or four different songs. I forget what it was. The one that Sam liked was According to My Heart by Jim Reeves, which we did a tremendous version of. This has never surfaced. Mm-hmm. Probably they erased it. We did. We had a heck of a cut on this thing. Sam came running out of the control room and said, that's it. That's going to be a hit. And then I had to tell him that Jim Reeves had it out at that time, saying it was a hit for Jim Reeves. It was on. Jim had about 6 months, and it was a big hit for Jim Reeves. So anyway, that we forgot about that. Well, the thing goes along, and Jack Clemens said, well, nothing's not happening, so let's write something. So we wrote the two instrumentals, which at that time, Itchy, what was the instrumental was out that time by Link Ray or somebody called
Rumble.
Rumble was out. So
it was also Scratchy.
Maybe it was a Scratchy.
Yeah. Scratchy.
We did a copy of this thing. See, sort of.
By who?
If you listen to Itchy, which is the slow version, people right. got that wrong. When they went to Europe, they put...
Flipped the label.
Flipped the labels on it. But anyway, we did. And then Riley happened to be there in the studio. So after we got through, there's two guitars on both sides of this thing.
Right.
JC and I are playing a little twin guitar type stuff. Anyway, Jack says, well, so let's put a harmonica on it. So Riley's there, and so we put a harmonica on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounded good. I thought they were great. The only thing wrong is the Itchy was too much like what was already out on the market.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And Thunderbird was too fast. You couldn't dance to it. It was, you know, I'm talking, it really moves. It was just too fast.
Was it truly named for the wine, Thunderbird? That's another story.
That's right.
That's what I got out.
That's right. I am a teetotaler, but that particular day, Riley,
named for the wine
myself
you didn't
and John
drink.
Ray got... send somebody to pick up Thunderbird wine. It was cheap. I think quarter a gallon or something.
Well, see, I would
feel cheap, comparatively speaking.
I'm not of the opinion it's too fast. I think it's a great record. Let's hear it, because this is one of my absolute favorites.
Well, he was talking about dance.
Well.
It is a great record.
You be the judge.
We were trying to dance, folks. I think we tried to play dance stuff.
Turn your socks and check it out. Thank you.
out in this country. Wearing a worn out shoe. Give me a fast shoe, boy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right.
This is Sonny Burgess coming to you with the Hound from WFMV East Orange 91.10 FM. Listen to them all the time. They're playing good records.
FMU.
FMU. Sorry about that.
Take two.
That's okay. I ruined it with the creek anyway.
We'll try it again next time.
Hank Ballard said FUM.
Yeah. So you're doing better than him.
Yeah.
Hank Ballard just twisted him around.
That was,
it looks like a V to me, too.
That was Daddy Blues, which is a huge request item here. One of my very favorites. That was an unreleased thing from the Sun Vaults. And then before that, we heard the instrumental Thunderbird. We think not too fast. Of course, we live in the post-punk rock era.
I could have danced to that last night anytime.
Yeah, that's a great record.
Anytime.
But so Sonny, let's talk about your brand new record that you're trying to promote here. It's Sonny Burgess with Dave Alvin, formerly of the Blasters, and you're on the High Tone label, same as Robert Cray and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and quite a few other good people. Mm-hmm. And how'd you end up with a new label and a new producer and all this?
Well, that all came about due to Jack Smith. Jack, we'd been doing these shows with Jack, and so he wanted me, he's a big Blaster fan, he wanted me to hear Dave. So he got Dave and I together to do a couple of shows in Rhode Island. And so anyway, Dave and I hit it off pretty good. Dave's a real good musician. He could have been back in the Sun days. He would have been fine back then. He'd been one of the musicians. So they got to kicking the idea around, and we'd been talking about doing an album, so Jack got a hold of Dave, and they put their heads together, and they came up with Active with Alligator and High Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Dave was on High Tone, and Bruce and Larry are real nice guys, so he seemed to think that I'd be a little happier or a little more at ease on High Tone instead of Alligator,
mm-hmm.
which is more blues than what I'm doing there is rockabilly.
Right. Well, let's hear Tennessee Border, which is one of my favorites, and it's a title cut. And a great song, hell, Hank Williams' number. Jimmy Work, I believe, wrote that.
Yeah, Jimmy Work wrote it, and Hank, that's the recording I remember. I remember Jimmy Work, but I don't remember the recording he done on it.
Hank's
the one I remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure everyone remembers that. Well, and it's on compact disc, and let's hear the sound of Sonny Burgess, 1992.
Smile.
Well, there you go. That's from the new Sonny Burgess record, produced by Dave Alvin.
Compact disc.
Yeah, on compact, uncueable compact disc. And it's been out for a couple of months. It's doing pretty good, right? You're getting a lot of,
yeah,
lot of press attention.
Yeah, a lot of good press
airplay.
Reviews and airplay, and thanks to guys like you.
Yeah, it was a good team. Good idea, good team, the two of you together.
Yeah, it's a great game.
You even got some trumpet on here, and I don't dig it.
They didn't name him. He just came in and did the trumpet solo and left. Nice guy. I think he teaches music somewhere up in Boston or something, that part of the country.
Uh-huh.
But Jack and the Rockabilly Planet really did a great job on this thing. Jerry Miller.
Right, they're playing on it. And there's a couple of, at least one Jack Smith tune on there, right?
There's a couple of Jack's tunes on there, yeah, that's real good.
And some new Sonny Burgess tunes, Stuck Up.
Yeah, that's me and my cousin, the Nashville songwriter, and he also wrote There's Talk in Your Sleep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. And tonight, we should plug this. You're playing at Maxwell's in Hoboken with the A-Bones, featuring Il Bruch here.
Right. Looking forward
and
to
Billy
this.
Billy and Miriam Kicks.
We're not backing them up, folks, so don't sweat it.
Right. The A-Bones.
Will be okay.
Two sets, no waiting.
How about it?
Right. 9:30 is the first A-Bone set.
The train leaves hourly on the half hour. 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, and 12.
And it is...
Free coffee and donuts to anybody makes it all the way through.
And we went through this... We said this last time Sonny was in town, and it's the greatest show on earth. It's the best live rock and roll show on the road.
I'm looking forward to it so much.
I cannot recommend this highly enough. The man's voice, as great as these records are, you just have to hear it in person. It goes right through you. It's truly, it's like a big resonant saxophone of a voice.
Mm-hmm.
There's few performers like this left in the world.
We'll and you, sir, are one sick guitar player, too.
We'll have to give Mary Smith credit for that. She's the one that makes me sound good. I don't really sound that good. I got a terrible voice. There's a few singers that's worse than me, but I won't name them. One or two.
Don't give me that look.
I think we know them. Well, thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, Sonny. We know you guys have to leave pretty soon for the sound check and all that. Todd gave me a time to get you out the door.
And Miss Sally was kind enough to feed your band. So
yeah.
Well, I try.
Snack them anyway.
Thanks a lot for coming down and sharing this all with us, Sonny Burgess.
Yeah.
And Jack Smith and the Rockabilly Planet and Il Bruch of the A-Bones is going to be leading them to the to Maxwell's. Before
you
go, we're gonna end up with this one, which was your last Phillips record, and they shuffled you from the Sun to the Phillips label. Sadie's Back in Town. Now, what are you saying in the beginning of this record? What's the voice in the beginning of the record?
Oh, the duck. That's Raymond Thompson, the drummer, doing that. He says, Sadie's back, I think is what he says.
And then he sort of gives a weird duck,
I do the laugh.
Duck cackle. Oh, it's you doing
the
laugh. Can you do the laugh for us now?
No. I haven't done that in a long time.
Well,
Sorry.
You have to throw you some breadcrumbs.
Luckily, we have the record with us. Once again, thank you, Sonny Burgess.
You're welcome.
Yay, Sonny.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Coming.
Wish I could do more for you.
Our pleasure. Okay, Sadie's back in town. One, two.
Thank you. make it stains new. Don't call my man. It makes me feel so ashamed. I've got myself to blame.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU. That was Sonny Burgess, One Night, and there you go. He got Elvis got his version from hearing Sonny Burgess do it. Then we heard Itchy, the aforementioned instrumental. Sadie's Back in Town. And they will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. Sonny Burgess and the A-Bones. And we got tickets to give away for that. And I'm not quite sure how I'm going to give them out. I got a half an hour. We might have a vibe report. Now, we had to blow up the vibe report because Sonny, we were just getting started on the Sonny interview. I think Roscoe might be mad at us. Well, let's see. How are we going to give that away? All right, I'll tell you what. The first two callers when I get off mic would tell me, this is really easy. So, obviously, we want to give them away pretty fast. Who did the original version of One Night? First two callers with that information, call 201-678-7743. And you and yours will be on the guest list tonight at Maxwell's for Sonny Burgess and the A-Bones. Meanwhile, we got to do this... a tribute to our good friend Bob Stratton, the bartender who's hanging it up tonight. This is his very last night behind the taps. And we just thought we'd put together a bartender set for our good pal. He's probably there right now. Go down to 2nd and A and say goodbye to Bob. 678-7743. Who did the original One Night? Two tickets to Maxwell tonight for Sonny Burgess.
Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. One eye's red, the other's green. The craziest old bug that I've ever seen. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. The bug got a big bazoo. Ooh-wee, bartender, the bug got a big bazoo. Big old head from there to here. Big old mouth drinking all my beer. Hey, bartender, the bug got a big bazoo.
Without the buzz.
One more beer.
Without the buzz.
One more beer.
Without the buzz.
One more beer.
Without the buzz. Well, there's bugs on the ceiling, bugs on the floor. All kinds of bugs creeping through the door. Well, there's bugs on the table, bugs on the bed. I do believe there's bugs in my head. If the beer is his, then he can stay. But if it's mine, all I can say, hey, bartender, Big Bug gotta go.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Hey, bartender,
What you want?
Give me a drink, daddy.
What you gonna do with it?
Don't ask me that.
You got any money to pay for it?
Well, I'm gonna tell you how that is. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had. Money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it too. I'll have another drink, bartender, since they're on you.
You know me, bartender. We've been friends a long, long time. I'll have another drink, bartender.
To make my cherry.
I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had.
We've been friends a long, long time. I'll have another drink, bartender.
Better make mine cherry.
I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. I ain't got the money to pay for this drink. Boy, I need it bad. My wine-headed baby taking everything I had. My wine-headed baby taking everything I have.
Now you listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
One bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
They didn't have transistors in those days, just tubes as big as light bulbs.
Went bowling the other night, started drinking and got real tight. I blew each and all my friends, felt so good I had to blow again. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Saw a chick sitting on the end. I said, baby, can't we be friends? You're looking sweet as you can be. Come on down and drink with me. I said, hey, bartender, hey, man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glass of beer. So much fun, didn't know it was half past one. Sat down to have one more, looked the clock and it was almost four. I said, hey bartender, hey man, look here. Draw one, draw two, draw three, four glasses of beer. Jukebox playing and everything, all the cats began to sing. I heard somebody call it last round for alcohol. I said, hey bartender, hey bartender, hey bartender, hey bartender, hey bartender. Draw one, two, three, four glasses of beer.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol, get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the minutes fly by. 8, 9, 10, that old clock's ticking, about time to say goodnight. This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again. About time to say goodnight.
Goodnight.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Last call for Big Bob Stratton. Oh, you know what? I gotta switch you back. There you are.
Bob, are you there?
Haha, Miss Sellers there. Julia Lee, last call for alcohol. We heard Floyd Dixon with Hey Bartender. You know, that, there's that one line in that song I just always, when he says, I blew each and all my friends. He obviously got pretty drunk, eh? Amos Milburn, another great rhythm and blues sissy.
Either that or the other possibility.
Amos did one scotch, one bourbon, one beer. The Thrills with the Bartender's Nightmare, I Ain't Got the Money to Pay for This Drink. And we opened it up with Gene Phillips, Hey Bartender.
That goes out to Julie Wilson.
There's a bug in my beer here. And so there, that's
so Bob,
last night for Bob Stratton over at 2A. And you know, if you really wanted to have the... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, a bartender that doesn't yell back at you.
No, he never yells. Never raises his voice. Good bartender. You know, because he's big ass in half, then no one's going to really give him a hard time, I guess. But if you really were going to do this, the total fun thing today, I would go for the A-Bone Sonny Burgess and then the late night drink with Bob.
Yep.
That's my concept. Let's see. We already did all the news, right?
I'm now coveting Hound's autographed picture of Sonny Burgess.
Sonny Burgess. What a guy.
But he said he's got plenty more at home. He'll send me one.
Let's get some request items out of the way. The Cashmeres. Daddy, can I go to the hop? What do you think?
I think we should do it.
Okay. Oh, Erica's here. Hey, Wild Girl.
And what do you think?
She's got the recovery ward look on her face.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Ambulatory, barely.
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
Say what, girl?
Daddy, can I go to the hop?
What do you mean? Can you go to the hop? You better go and wrestle with that mop. The floors need scrubbing and the dishes ain't clean. Go in the kitchen and you'll see what I mean. Now hurry up before I go upside your knot.
Can I go to the hop?
Say what? All you ever do when you come in from school, throw down your books, sit on a TV stool, glue to the set just like you're in a trance, jumping around doing a funny looking dance. I'll make you dance, oh, and I'll make it hot.
Daddy, can I to the hop.
Say what? You've been getting well with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's an old soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this jab talk has really got to go. And when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, oh. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. We'll pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy cannot go to the hop.
Say what? You've been getting away with a little too much. I guess you think your dad's a no-soft touch. All of this foolishness, it better stop. But when I finish with you, you'll be too poop to bop. All this job talk has really got to go. But when you want, you call me daddy. When you get it, daddy, yo. You call me as well, say I should pick up on the haps. Well, pick up that broom and give the floor a few slaps. Don't roll your eyes and keep your big mouth shut.
Daddy cannot go to the hop.
Say what?
Daddy cannot go to the hop.
Say what?
Daddy cannot go to the hop.
No!
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, come on, baby, shove the rug, rocking and rolling, beat you kissing and hugging. Yeah, rock, I'd rock, I'd rock. Well, let's rock and roll tonight. Well, wrap your arms around this frame. Cat, you should already know this game. I'd rock. When we rock, baby, hold me tight. Yeah, yeah, let's rock, rock. Yeah. Well, come in there, baby, one more time. We're taking these records with my last time. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Well, hot rock. When we rock, let's do it right. Like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Yeah, hot rock. Hot rock. Scared of my butt, don't fight. Come in, yeah. With all your body, all your soul, don't break the hold, just rock and roll. Hot rock. Let's rock and roll tonight. Well, pour it on, baby, pour it on good. You come on like gangbusters would. Hot rock. Hot rock. Hot rock. Skill up, 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 on fire. Well, let's rock, 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 rock. Hot rock, 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 rock. Hot rock. Well, hot rock, rock. Hot rock. Well, let's rock and roll tonight.
Presenting motherfucker's got rhythm.
You got me where I shake with fear. Find you fine if you could care, honeybee. You're what's wrong with me. I'm in a dream, do nothing right. Since we kissed the other night, honeybee. You're what's wrong with me, wrong with me. I never was so mixed up, I've almost lost my mind. But there's nothing you can't fix up if you only take the time. All of the times I played it cool, but now I'm a lost cool honeybee. You're what's wrong with me. Go ahead, boy. So mixed up, I've almost lost my mind. But there's nothing you can't fix up if you don't take the time. All of the times I played it cool, but now I love so cool, honeybee. You're what's wrong with me. 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 What's wrong with me?
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
You say that you don't want me, but I know you told me so. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, why do you do me? You don't love me, cause I cramp your style so low. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? So now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Well, since the day you left me, I've been so all alone and carrying just a memory since the day you've gone. Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? Mean woman, you know my love was true.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew. Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
I know I may
sound simple and I may not make much sense, but romance is for the birds and it's one thing I'm against. It's the getting, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. I'm loving romance, I have really had my share. If you ain't careful, have your head white as the polar bear.
Get to getting, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways.
Wow. Love is great, but it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because they tell me love is blind.
Get
moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Sometime I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
Get together, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and that was Mersey D, Get to Gettin', which is what we're about to do. Freddie Fender did Mean Woman, Jerry Dallman, Honeybee, Garland Davis did Betty Jo, Johnny Carroll, Hot Rock by request, and the Cashmere's also by request, Daddy, Can I Go to the Hop? Thank you, Miss Sally.
Please.
Miss Sally was like the MVP of both of last night and today. She cooked for Sonny's band.
Well, I made him something.
Cooked for us. Cleaned up, did everything.
There wasn't much around.
Sal, what would we do without you?
I don't know.
Not a radio show, I'll tell you that. Anyway, don't forget Sonny Burgess and the A-Bones tonight over at Maxwell's on Hoboken, the rock and roll show of the year. And don't forget to go by 2A tonight and say goodbye to Bob Stratton, his last night bartending. Wild Girls up next. The Lord, the Crick, you know. Take it away, Wilbert.
hate your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it. Hate it. I hate it.